Inflation up, jobless claims down. Wall Street's initial reaction to the 5% annualized hike in consumer prices in May, just a shrug. 5% is the biggest jump in 13 years, and the one-month increase of 0.6% was 0.2 higher than expected. But the 5% increase is compared to last May, when some prices were falling during shutdowns. Analysts also say traders on the sidelines until the report came out were in a buying mood once they knew the numbers. Also, the continuing drop in new unemployment claims helped the mood. The Labor Department's total for last week fell by 9,000 to 376,000, another pandemic low, although it is still about 80% higher than the pre-pandemic average week. Meat producer JBS is admitting it paid hackers $11 million to remove their ransomware from its computer systems, paid it in Bitcoin, just as Colonial Pipeline did. Half of that was recovered by the FBI, hacking the hacker's Bitcoin wallet, but Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm says paying is a really bad idea.
We need to send this strong message that paying of ransomware only exacerbates and accelerates this problem. You are encouraging the bad actors.
But Sean Henry with CrowdStrike says it's not such an easy choice.
Well, companies need to proactively protect themselves in advance of these attacks. If they do suffer an attack, sometimes their hands are tied, and the only way for them to get out of the situation is by paying the ransom.
President Biden is set to raise the issue of cyber attacks with Putin at their summit in Geneva next week. Tough to be a home buyer, but great to be a homeowner. CoreLogic says home equity soared almost 20% during the pandemic year, or about $2 trillion collectively, adding up to an average gain of just over $33,000 per homeowner. CoreLogic's analyst says homeowner equity has more than doubled over the last decade and become a crucial buffer against financial disaster. And now painting that house is getting more expensive. Sherwin-Williams is hiking its prices by 7%, it says, to offset higher raw material costs. Consumer and business news, Joe McConnell, NBC News Radio.